Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your picture. I keep it with your letter.
Stevie Dan bringing us back 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, we got something there that will help you. Vicki Oliver is our guest. She's an award-winning author, including her book, 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions. She helps people like you and me put our best foot forward, when we're, especially when we're working with other people. And VickiOliver.com, right, Vicki?
Yes.
That's Vicki with a Y, by the way.
Vicki with a Y.
We're talking about how to get yourself re-energized for the new year. And one of the things that you recommend, I want you to talk to us about. We just got through talking, folks, about don't look back. Try to get over the things that you didn't get done last year. Things didn't go well, you know, yesterday or a year ago. You know, try to put those behind you. But now let's talk about looking forward. And you think an office makeover is a good idea. Talk to us about that.
Right. I feel like change the lighting in your office. Change the chair. Do something minor to your office to spiff it up, and you will feel so much better, and it can re-energize the way that you
are. Just move a chair helps?
I'm sorry?
Just move a chair helps?
No, I said, well, I'm thinking like buy a chair.
Oh! See, Wait a minute. A makeover is not the same. I mean, you didn't tell me we were going to talk about shopping here. That's all together different.
Oh, of course.
I lost my head for a minute there.
It really helps to do some minor improvement. Buy a chair.
You know, Vicki, here's the thing this is good advice. But you do have to have different approaches for men and women.
Right.
Because women like makeovers, right?
Right.
Anything, especially if they get to go buy a chair, right? Men, here's the thing you have to remember about men. Once we like something, we always like it. We
right.
always like it where it is, the color it is, the whole thing, see? So how do you recommend we do it? We're not going to go buy a chair. How do we make over our office?
I think that even something simple like moving a piece of art from one wall to
yeah,
the next.
Yeah, now you might could get me to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, that it just adds like new energy
yeah.
to it. Like if you let's say you're a man and you love clutter, you know?
Right.
Get rid of the clutter.
How about I could change the golf balls that I put within my office? How about that? Would that work?
Every person is different. Every person is different.
Right.
But the idea is that you're sort of adding a little more energy
mm-hmm.
to the space. You know, women prefer light. Like there are these studies that women,
yep.
if you make it brighter,
mm-hmm.
that's usually a good thing for a woman. Men don't care as much about the actual lighting.
But no fluorescent lights. They don't like that. Fluorescent lights. Fluorescent lights
are not our
friends.
You know, add a little light to it. It's not a bad idea, especially if you've been there and it's
right.
kind of dim, you know. And men usually actually do like different chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, ergonomic chairs might be better for you. It's just a good idea. You know, even if you don't want to buy anything, like just clear your desk.
I agree. No, I think you're right about that. You just have to make sure we have two different paths for the two different kinds of folks. What about another thing you talk about is take breaks. You know,
yeah.
sometimes I get hunkered over my computer. I'm in the office all day long. I get to the studio really early and stay late sometimes. Sometimes I just get up and go outside and walk around the block.
Right. I mean, usually we're all sort of trained like to sit there and just sit and sit and sit until it's done, but usually that doesn't help you like clear your mind or bring a new perspective on it, you know?
Right.
If you have a big problem and you're working on solving the problem, a lot of times it's just better, you know what? I'm going to take a break, I'm going to go outside, I'm going to run around the block. It just really helps to come back and be fresh.
Mhm. Mhm. What's another idea on how to get going?
I think if you sort of break down the tasks that you have into manageable little bites that mm-hmm. you can conquer each day, like little tiny steps. If a project is monumental, like break it down. That's what I would do.
And what and the way you realize that you got a problem is if you got something that you need to do and you're not making progress.
If you're just not doing it,
you're not making progress.
That thing is just still hanging around. Like, what can you do, today? Or just say, you know what, I'm going to spend an hour a day on this. That's another way to do it, where mm-hmm. it will just break it down into something.
How about delegate? What if something's stuck on your desk? What do you think about, saying, look, I'm not making anything happen with this. Maybe I should let somebody else take a whack at it.
I think it's always a great idea to try to delegate to people who are better at that particular thing. I think that sometimes, especially as the CEO, like let's say you're running your own small company,
yep.
you want to do every single thing yourself because you feel like that's the best way. But the truth is, even if you gave it to somebody else who was a B player, later you could come in.
Well,
supervise.
What you just described is not what CEOs do, right? CEOs don't do everything. They delegate.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Think of yourself more as a coach. And yep. that's sort of a good model to have. You're a coach.
This is something guys are good at.
Right.
Because we're really good at telling other people how to do things.
Right.
Right?
You're a coach, and you have a team. Maybe it's five people.
And a whistle. I have a whistle here. I blow the whistle at my people.
Well, you blow the whistle then.
Hey, VickiOliver.com is the website. Vicki Oliver is the author of the book, 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions, and other books, too. Vicki, good job today. Come back soon.
I would love to.
We had a good time. Thanks for being here. Vicki Oliver, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.